Well, we started the program talking about this morning, and it's the headline says Animal rights uproar as kids to join the hunt in New South Wales. Children under the age of 12 could be hunting game with bows and arrows, and dogs under a sweeping reform of the New South Wales hunting laws. It's a move animal rights groups have condemned as watering down restrictions on blood sport. The New South Wales Animal Justice Party MP Emma Hurst, she said the move would weaken existing laws on hunting and criticised the proposal for decreasing supervision. Emma joins me on the phone this morning. Thanks for your time, Emma. I really appreciate you joining me at such short notice.
Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Now, this, we've already taken a couple of calls this morning, and I've got some emails here after we talked about it at the top of the hour. And I've got to say, from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing, there's not a lot of support out there. Because we go to a lot of urban, we go everywhere of a morning. We do urban, but we do a lot of country areas as well. So I would suggest that a lot of country people, believe it or not, are against this move as well, Emma.
And I'm not surprised. I mean, these proposals go really far. We're talking about allowing any child under 12 to gain a hunting license. So that's, you know, toddlers potentially with bows and going out pig dogging, for example. But it goes even further than that. They're also proposing to remove the mandatory hunting code. And that code has requirements such as avoiding causing animals pain. I mean, this could allow blatant animal abuse with no consequences under this act. And I mean, these proposals just need to be thrown out and put in the bin where they belong. You know, children and weapons just simply don't mix.
Well, as someone said on an email to me this morning, it says that the age that children can become licensed to hunt with firearms will remain at 12 years of age. But if this goes through, what's next? Will toddlers be able to go out there armed with guns and start shooting?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, how far are we going to take this? I mean, it's absolutely terrifying that the government would actually consider that the community would ever support this. They're also proposing that teenagers between the ages of 16 and 18 will no longer be supervised when they're out hunting with bows and dogs. And anybody that's seen footage of pig dogging, I mean, this is an absolutely barbaric form of hunting. I've spoken to many hunters as well who would like to see even pig dogging banned. But to allow children now to be involved in this is extremely dangerous.
What do you say to the MP from the New South Wales Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party that says it was important to train children about responsible hunting practices from a young age? He said the kids will be trained and supervised by adults.
Look, this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, look, I think this whole move smells dangerously like a dirty deal with the Shooters. Look, it's not something that the community supports. We don't need to be exposing children to the horrors of hunting animals. We don't need to be arming children with weapons and encouraging them to harm animals with those weapons. I mean, that's absolute absurdity. And it's not something, as you said, you know, this isn't just, you know, the animal rights community. This is the much broader community that want to see these proposals scrapped. People are horrified.
Are these rules and regulations, what are the rules and regulations for private land?
Look, it's kind of complicated because, yeah, there is differences between private land and other land, and there's differences around that. I think that the whole thing does need to be reviewed, but I think we should be looking at more restrictions on private land to protect animals and to protect children as well, but as well as public land as well, because there shouldn't be differences between the two.
If I have a 10-year-old and I own the land, under the current rules and regulations, am I allowed to take that 10-year-old with me? And are they allowed to hunt those wild animals?
I think so. I'd have to double check with the actual piece of regulation, but there are differences, as I say, between the two, and I think that's really concerning. And I know that it's much looser on private land, but that's an interesting aspect, I suppose, because, you know, if we are concerned about these relaxations, then we should be making sure that the same laws don't apply on private land already.
Children under the age of 12 hunting with bows and arrows and dogs and seeing all of the carnage that happens. I mean, one lady rang in this morning and said, "What happens with a 12-year-old shooting a wild animal with a bow?" And that they don't take it down straight away; they watch the wild animal just run off, and then the animal suffers. Also, you've got to look at, as one emailer said this morning, the psychological effect that this could have on young children as well.
Absolutely. And my background is as a psychologist before I was elected into Parliament, and you know, look, children have a natural affinity to animals. It can be quite difficult and mortifying for them to see animals suffering. hunting. But also, you know, how can a child ever hunt an animal with a bow and expect it to be able to kill that animal instantly? I mean, you know, many of them simply won't be able to do that. So animals will suffer prolonged and painful death. So there is a huge animal welfare concern, but it is a risk to children as well, and what they're going to be exposed to potentially.
Emma, am I right in saying that if this goes through, the proposal would make New South Wales laws among the most relaxed in the country?
That's my understanding, absolutely. And certainly if the proposed changes by the government to allow hunting licences for children are pushed through as regulations, the Animal Justice Party will absolutely be moving to try to disallow them.
How far down the road has this gone in reference to being legislated?
So at the moment, the government's just put it out as consultation.
Right.
But that consultation's been very much directed at hunting and hunting groups. There hasn't been any consultation with animal welfare organisations. There's been no consultation with child protection organisations or the broader community. And that's why it's so important that the media is shining a spotlight on this, because otherwise, you know, it's one of those sort of regulations that potentially the government could have just snuck through.
I don't wish to be flippant here, but do you think this is a little like... I'm using climate change as an example. There are people that believe in it and there are people that don't believe in it, and there's very few that sit on the fence. That's the point I'm making. Do you see this as being a similar sort of situation? There will be people that say, yes, it should go ahead. There'll be people that are absolutely against it, and there'll be very few that sit on the fence.
Yeah, look, I think that there's going to be a really strong division on this. The feedback that I'm getting from the community is that people are absolutely mortified. And as I said, that's outside of the animal protection movement as well, that the general community are mortified by these proposals. And I think that that's where the majority of people will sit. But you're right, it's going to create an enormous amount of division. But that's why it's also really surprising that the New South Wales government would even propose these changes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we're going into an election in March. Mm-hmm. You know, have they forgotten that they're going into an election in March? And then to sort of turn the community off by putting up these absolutely extreme proposals is absolutely beyond me.
I agree, but you've only got to look at some of the other things that have happened in recent times and you'd go, what the?
Yes, very true.
We must remind them that there is an election on March 25 next year. Maybe they've forgotten.
I think perhaps they have.
All right, Emma. Again, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. I appreciate it. We will follow this story with interest and maybe we'll talk again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is the New South Wales Animal Justice Party MP, Emma Hurst.